We cannot feature his face for security reasons.
I think it's very important that we're looking at the impact of sensory deprivation, particularly when we think of the number of places around the world, for instance, where sensory deprivation is being used as a weapon and being used as an aid to interrogation. We know that stimulation helps to increase connections within the brain that speed the flow of information around the brain. But there have been relatively few studies of the impact of a reduction in sensory stimulation. And so it's quite a useful thing to see whether you get a reduction in that ability to process information effectively.
For 48 hours, our subjects will not just be left alone. Every effort will be made to starve their senses of any kind of stimulation. For hour after hour, some will lie in pitch black rooms, unable to see or hear anything. Others will endure even greater deprivations. They will have their sense of touch cut off, their eyesight severely impaired, and all they will hear is the endless drone of white noise.